The following program uses digital recording and mastering. Welcome to Music in a New World, America's Ethnic Traditions. In digital recordings made for this series, we'll hear immigrants throughout the U.S. show the musical gifts they bring to these shores. Our host is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
I've talked about food and music before in this series. In this half hour, we'll be hearing Korean music played in America, and I'm tempted to compare it with Korean cuisine. The cooking uses plenty of garlic, hot peppers, and other spices. Korean music also has a spiciness, if you will, of vocal vibratos and shakes and glides, and certainly a peppery spirit, especially in the folk-derived genres. The food and music are Northeast Asian, but you wouldn't mistake either for Japanese or Chinese. Six of the best Korean musicians now living in the United States belong to the same family. Mrs. Kan Myung-song, her three daughters, and two sons-in-law were brought together for a rare family performance at the 1982 Festival of American Folklife in Washington, D.C. That's Arirang, of course, the most famous of Korean folk songs. The three daughters are singing and playing the kayagum, a Korean zither related to the Japanese koto. Mrs. Song herself plays the chango, the hourglass drum. Mrs. Kan Myung-song and her daughters, some live in Hawaii, some in California. I visited Mrs. Song's youngest daughter, who lives in Ontario, California. Her name is Yun Hee, and one of the first pieces she played for me will sound familiar.
Bye.
Yoon-hee Song, singing Korean folk songs and playing the zither. Her husband, Byung-sang Lee, played the hourglass drum. Yoon-hee's mother never gave her lessons. She just learned by osmosis. When Yoon-hee was 10 years old, she used to pretend to play the kayagum by waving her hands over an imaginary instrument and faking the sound with her mouth.
I don't know kayagum sanjo, but I listen it every day. So when I get this memory, tan-tari-ran, 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 it's like that.
Sanjo, she said, that's the most important piece for a kayagum player. It's from the folk repertoire. 20 years or so after those first attempts, Yoon-hee can play a very real sanjo. She explains first a little of the themes and rhythms.
가야금 산조를 타겠습니다. 가야금 산조는 여섯 가지 종류의 장단이 있는데 처음에는 느린 장단으로 진향이 있습니다.
I'm going to play sanjo on kayagum. This piece consists of 6 sections. I'm going to play a bit of the first section called 진향. I'm going to introduce the third section, which is a little faster. Last section is the fastest. The rhythmic cycle is called 휘머리.
6 movements of Kayagum Sanjo, played by Yoon-hee Song. Thank you. playing the Korean zither Yoon-hee Song. Her husband Byung-sang Lee played the hourglass drum. Can either one of them make a living in America playing Korean music?
Not really.
Not really, unfortunately. I hope that doesn't keep them from continuing to play Korean music here. Mr. Lee also plays the bamboo flute. In Ontario, California, Byung-sang Lee playing the Korean bamboo flute, Danso. Mr. Lee and his wife hope to open an Institute of Korean Music in the Los Angeles area. Jung-bae Park lives in New York City and plays, among other instruments, the Korean fiddle called haegum. He played a slow folk song on the fiddle, which shows off the expressive nature of those slides and shakes I mentioned earlier. Mr. Park also played a medley of Korean folk songs, which, not surprisingly, began with Arirang.
Thank you.
Jungbae Park playing folk songs on the Korean fiddle in New York City. Thanks for listening to this half hour of Korean music in America. Thanks to Migyun Park for advice and interpreting. Special thanks to the Smithsonian Institution and to National Public Radio for the musical selections recorded at the Festival of American Folklife. Post-production is at the Image Factory in Alexandria, Virginia. I'm Carl Signell. Won't you join me for the next edition of Music in a New World?
This program is produced by Carl Signell for WPFW, a Pacifica member station. Funds from the National Endowment for the Arts and from the L.J. and Mary C. Skaggs Foundation.